This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name Donald Sorensen, D-O-N-A-L-D-S-O-R-E-N-S-E-N, date of birth 03/27/1942, date of appointment July 15, 2025, requesting physician Victoria Miller, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A-M-I-L-L-E-R-F-N-P. Dear Victoria Miller, I have the pleasure of seeing Donald Sorensen today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 83-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man. Few years ago, he had three seizures. Before seizure, he developed nausea and fell on the floor. He was taken to the Nathan Littor Hospital where workup was negative. This happened after he was started on Symbicort. He was seen by Dr. Brooks and Marjorie Bunch, B-R-O-O-K-S-M-A-R-J-O-R-I-A-B-U-N-C-H. EEG done in Ellis Hospital, E-L-L-I-S, which was normal. He's taking Keppra 500 milligram two times daily. Last seizure was in 2016. He has a balance issue also. Past medical history. Constipation, obstructive sleep apnea, COPD, asthma. Second degree heart block, remove coronary, carotid stenosis, hyperlipidemia, benign prostatic hypertrophy, seizure, GERD, history of kidney stone, thank you, AFib, past surgical history, adenoidectomy, tonsillectomy, appendectomy, lumbar spinal fusion, cataract surgery, parathyroidectomy, TURP, elbow surgery. Allergies. Symbicort, metoprolol, pravastatin, atorvastatin, amlodipine, low oxalate, please add in the past surgical history pacemaker, medications, rizovastatin, omeprazole, albuterol, brioelepta, vitamin D3, ipratropium, albuterol, montelukast, cetirizine, lubricant, eye drops, Xolair, Tylenol, Dulcolax, brinzolamide, latanoprost, socialist, he does not smoke cigarette, drink once in a while. He is retired from GE, married, lives with the wife, have 4 children. Family history, mother disease with the hemochromatosis, coronary artery disease, father disease, MI, 1 sister with diabetes, 4 brothers with diabetes. Review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he has a seizure. Physical examination. Blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen soft, bowel sound present. Next up, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug. Normal hearing is decreased on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait, ataxic, Romberg test positive, assessment and plan. 83-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, decreased hearing on both sides. Number 3, gait, ataxia. Number 4, peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph, at this time I will continue the Keppra 500 milligram 2 times daily. I will order EEG. I offered for EMG of the lower extremity, but patient refused it. Neurologically, patient is stable to go for eye surgery. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 year. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.